Blog Talk Radio.
You have it up.
Get the glory out of our lives. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be rejoiced and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name forever. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to They Overcame broadcast. We are here to give God all the glory and all the honor that is due his name. And it's been kind of a trying week for us this week, but we just want to praise God anyway, despite any situation, despite any hardship that might come. God is worthy. He is worthy to be praised, and that's what we're here to do. We're here to give him praise, honor, and glory. Right, babe?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I say amen that this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and just be glad, be happy, as the song would say, because we just have so much to rejoice for, even though we do go through our trials and tribulations. But we know that the word of God is true, and that he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He said that there's no weapon that's formed against us that would prosper. He said that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So many promises that he's proving to us day by day. And as I'm looking out the window this morning, my part of the studio, as it were, is looking out the back into the woods, and there's no sunshine again for the second weekend in a row. But, you know, I still have sunshine, for one thing. I've got you, babe, and then even more than that, the Lord Jesus is on our side, and that's just the light that we need to light up our lives. And we're just happy about this morning, excited about the guests that we have. I believe I see them on the line. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, as you were talking about the sunshine, honey, I could hear, I think he was a district elder, William Wonders, singing "Sunshine, Sunshine in My Soul Today." I remember that song as a child. But anyway, we just thanking God and praising him for just allowing us to be here to give him the glory. And as I often say, yes, we do go through trials and tribulations, and we go through tests, and the test is where we get our testimonies from. But when hearing the things that God has done and is doing in the lives of his people, be it so small, be it gigantic, God is still working, and God still loves us, and God is on our side. So why should we fear? We know that he's still working. Babe, open us up with prayer.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We honor you, Lord God. We just worship you this day because you are worthy of all the praise, honor, and worship. You are worthy to be adored, and we adore you this morning. Lord, we just thank you for all of your goodness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Lord God, for how you care for us and love us and just take care of us and provide everything that we need. Father, even those requests that we fail to mention, for we don't even know the need ourselves, but you are so concerned about us. You know, even the number of hairs in our head, that's how much you know about us. And Lord God, you provide everything that we need, even before we cry out. When we ask it, it's already done. When we think about it, you've already taken care of it. When we realize it, the answer is already there. We just thank you for those things. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this broadcast. And we pray, Lord God, that this day the words that come from this broadcast will reach out across this globe, across this nation, across this town, across the street, to wherever, Lord God, for those who need to hear these words of encouragement, these words of testimony, these words of power, these words of deliverance, these words of healing, hallelujah, we pray that you cause them to wake up out of their slumber and tune in, some not even knowing that they are what they're doing or why they're doing. Those that will listen later or stumble across us on the internet or just hear about us from word of mouth and then just out of curiosity, check it out. Lord God, it's by divine order that you will cause those things so that men and women, children, hallelujah, will be ministered to and lives will be changed. We just thank you for that right now. We call on your anointing, hallelujah. We call on your power to move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Bless this broadcast. Bless our host today. Bless our overall host, Evangelist Bernard, even as she furthers her ministry. Lord God, let it just be what you would have it to be, that the world will be reached and that some would be saved. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we count it as done, giving you all the glory, looking forward to even the testimonies that will come from this session. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm so excited. This young man that is going to be on the broadcast today is someone that you knew as a young child and knew his parents, and then he moved to Chicago like you and reconnected in our home, my home church. There, the Apostolic Pentecostal Church of Morgan Park. And we're just excited what God is doing in his life, and, you know, the way that God is just has molded him and put him in a place to be a pastor, and a very successful pastor, leading people and giving them inspiration on things that he would have them to be instructed on. So without any further to do, we're going to open up the line for Pastor Ivy.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you for getting up so early to be on the podcast. When we spoke, he was telling me that he was preaching last night and preaching at one of the churches, and that they love to have long church, and they probably don't even have any clocks in their church like they do in Las Vegas, so you don't know what time it is. But we thank you, Pastor, for getting up, and it's just an honor for you to have accepted our invitation to get up and let the world know what God is doing, and that God is yet on the throne and just doing miraculous things. And we just thank you for, you know, being our guest today.
Oh, why, thank you. I am so honored to have the invitation. I am so honored. It has been a joy reconnecting, and I am just honored to be here and to be able to be a testimony about what God is doing here in the West Coast I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and the sun is about to start breaking. We receive over 300 days of sunshine every year, brother, and so we are just grateful. We are just grateful to God for that. And you know, last night, yes, they had one clock that I couldn't see. They didn't put me up to about 9:15 p.m. and we got out of church at about 11 o'clock and. I made it home closer to midnight, and I set my alarm, and I said, I've got to be a man of my word because God has been so good to me. I just wanted to take the opportunity and tell somebody that I stand as a witness that God's word will not return unto him void, and I'm just so grateful to God for this opportunity. And so you tell me when you want me to start. I can start now, or if you all have some questions, we can go from there.
Okay. Well, honey, you want to say something to our brother?
I just want to say good morning, and God bless you, and praise the Lord. And this is actually when my wife told me, she said, I'm having Ty as a guest on Saturday, and it didn't really ring a bell. And then I said, Ty who? And she said, from Chicago. I said, really? And Toby, and I guess I just really, after we left Chicago or after he left the park, I kind of lost track. So I wasn't even aware that you had gone into the pastorate, and I was just excited. I said, and I was telling her the story. I said, I remember I knew him in Kansas City. She didn't remember. And I said, she said, really? I said, well, I kind of knew him. I knew his parents. He was a little boy.
But I remember, because it was Split Log, right? And if you have to be from Kansas City to know what Split Log is. I remember. Right. I do remember.
And when I saw you on the, as we tuned in, I saw you. I said, there's a 602 number here, and I said, that's got to be him. I was thinking to myself, I said, because I know the stock that he came from. So, they're about business, they're on time, they're as professional as you can get. Just great memories of your mom and dad, and just what wonderful people they are. And I know the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. So,
yes, sir.
Excited to have you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. We just I say this. A lot of people don't like Facebook, and there are people that put stuff on there. Even some of the saints put stuff on there, and you're like, okay. But it is a great way to connect, you know, with people. Now, here we are in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, and we've connected with you in Phoenix, Arizona. So I like Facebook, I like the technology to be able to keep in touch with people that you want to keep in touch with. You know, if you don't want to keep in touch with them, you don't have to keep in touch with them. But I just enjoy the fact that the Lord opened up this channel for us to be able to connect with people. And, you know, it's just a wonderful tool for ministry even. As you have your personal page, and then you have a page for your church. And, you know, was looking at it and looking at one particular young lady, and she was saying how the church has been just a blessing in her life, and how she was just thanking God, you know, for you being her pastor. And so I just thank God for the technology, and glad that we didn't turn it away as our forefathers did with the television. You know, they thought it was from the devil when it was actually God. He can't create anything. You know, all creation is from God. All he can do is replicate.
Right.
So You know, he gave us that tool, but we didn't take advantage of it. But I take full advantage of Facebook, and I enjoy it. So anyway, I just want to say I forgot to talk about our overall host, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. As my husband was praying, he was praying for her, but she has a ministry at this same number every day. And she's on at 1 o'clock, my mind just went blank, Pacific time. She's not in California anymore, but she was in California in Stockton. And now she's back home in New Orleans, but her broadcast is every day at this same number, 858-683-1334. And she has mighty giants in the gospel that come on, and they preach and they teach, they inspire, and they, you know, lead people to God. And so if you get a chance, this is for everybody, for you also, Pastor Ty, but get a chance to tune in and hear what the men and women of God are preaching and teaching at this number. It's 1 o'clock Pacific time, which makes it 2 o'clock your time, which is Mountain Time. Are you Mountain Time?
You know, I'm actually, we can be considered Mountain Time, but we're Arizona Time. Arizona does not move time. So we are Pacific sometimes, and then sometimes we're Mountain. So it just depends on the time of the year. So right now we're 3 hours behind you and right. Considered Arizona Time, but which is also Pacific Time, Pacific Standard Time right now.
Okay, so so I'm not going to put your time on there. You guys just have to figure it out. But it's 3 o'clock Central Time, and then it's 4 o'clock here for us every day. Because she's on the prayer cast, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, and she's a mighty, mighty woman of God. And hold her up in prayer. She's doing a work. She is actually getting together a citywide. She's from New Orleans, and so she's gone back home. The Lord has given her an assignment to go back home. And her testimony, I have to have her on again. She was our first guest almost 2 years ago, and just talking about the things that God had done in her life. But she's back home now, and God has given her the assignment, and she needs much prayer. She's getting together a citywide crusade, and she said it's very much needed. It's much needed everywhere, but, you know, your home, where your home is, you really, you know, kind of long and desire for them to be free. And so that's what she's doing. So hold her up in prayer. But I'm not going to belabor it any longer, Pastor Ty. You just go right ahead and give us what you have for us today.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Again, my name is Pastor Tyron Ivey from Phoenix, Arizona. I am the pastor of Greater Hope Christian Church out here in Phoenix. And again, I'm just so honored to be here and happy to be here. And what I want to share today is just a little bit about how God blessed us with the church. And, of course, I was a young man that grew up in church, and I knew all of when to shout, when to wave my hand, because that we were trained to do. We woke up, you know, every day knowing that we were going to touch church. But I'll never forget being saved in Staten Island, New York, and God filling me with His precious Spirit, and me coming into my own relationship with God. And as a young man, that wasn't always popular, and it wasn't always encouraged by my peers and friends. It was more people that wanted to be cool more so than serve God. And I thank God that over the years He has taken me through things to prove to me that He is God. And so one of the reasons our church is growing at the rate in which it is growing, and God has allowed influence over us is because I made the decision that I wanted to instruct God's people. We can run, we can dance, we can shout, and that's what we've been known to do, particularly coming out of the Neo-Pentecostal movements and the Church of God in Christ and the PAW and the PCAF. But sometimes, well, most times you need a word to be shouting on and shouting about. And I found out that we were good on inspiration, but some of us lacked instruction and the discipline to take that instruction and apply it to our lives, because we would maybe hear the word and we weren't really given all of the tools that I felt I needed to apply the word, hear it, meditate on it, study it, and memorize it in order to live a successful life. And so Greater Hope Christian Church, our motto is hope in action. And when you study Jesus Christ, you understand that Jesus brought hope to hopeless people. And God gave me the vision of living, leading, and loving for today and tomorrow and being a church of hope in action. And so not only do we pray for you, we also feed you. Not only do we believe in giving, we also give back to the community. So we'll do homeless shelter drives. We are working on a homeless women's fashion show where we're going to clothe these women and give them makeup and also stand and give them scripture and give them some hope, because all some people have left is to hope that somebody is going to come and talk to them and see about them. And I'm just elated as the vision, because the Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish, or where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. And so as we focus as a ministry, we find that God is in the middle of us, because all of us are working towards one goal. You know, our ministry is not to stand in the four walls of the church and have excellent church and then go out and don't impact anyone else's life. And so our testimony stands as to how God has brought us into this point. Back in 2012, God began to deal with me about the vision of greatness and hope. And believe it or not, God began to make a shift in my ministry. I was serving in a ministry here, and God began to talk to me about it's time to move on. And, of course, we being men, we always want to say, well, God, we're comfortable. We are in a position where we were the assistant to the largest African-American church here in Arizona. I was the armor bearer to the pastor and the bishop, and I had access to everything that most associate pastors or ministers wanted. You know, whenever the pastor's out of town, I preached, I teach, I taught classes. I did everything that was desired of most associate ministers. I had access, we counseled, we helped. But God said, it's time to leave. And you know what? When God says it's time, you have to listen to the voice of the Lord. And one of the things I love about my testimony is that even when you move on God's behalf, sometimes men don't understand. And that's how you know it's God. You know it's God because it doesn't make mortal sense, but it makes spiritual sense. And so you have to follow the leading of God. And so in 2012, I ran a revival in Kansas City for a pastor there and a bishop there, and God began to move. And as we began to finish laying hands, God began to deal with me. And so we closed the service out, and the pastor took me out to dinner, and he said there, he said, son, he asked me how old I was, and I told him. And he said, I believe it's time. And I said, yes, Bishop, I could hear God clearly today about launching out into the vision that he had crafted. Because without no vision, the people perish, so there had to be a vision first. And that's what I challenged some of my other pastor friends on. If you don't have a vision, then where are you pushing God's people? And so I'm so grateful at that time. I began to search out venues and to look for places. And anytime is God's vision and God wants you to do something, you've got to respond in faith with an action. And so I began to look and put the coordinating efforts together and began to talk to my home pastor. And my home pastor, the first thing he said was, you know, it's more than obvious God has called you into this role. And so he released us, and God began to really, really show us his face and his kindness. In an age where most people are starting in hotels or starting in schools, that's where I began to look in small little venues and small places. And as I began to look, God wouldn't release those type of places to me. And so, you know, I'd go on the internet and I'd look and I'd see, okay, God, well, here's another venue, here's another place. And all of those places began to get shut down. And I said, all right, God, you know, and the place that I thought I was going to go into, it was a performing arts center. It sat about 110 people. And I said, God, you know, I can afford this. Watch me now. I can deal with this. I can pay this rent. I can take care of it. I can, you know, make this work. And how many know oftentimes when you can afford it yourself, that's not really God making provision. And so I said, okay, God, you know, I'm going to go take this money to this place. No one's looked at this venue for 6-7 months. I've been working with them. They kind of know what we need. And so I made the call. I picked up the phone. I said, hey, Mr. Landlord, I'm going tomorrow, and I'm coming, and I'm going to bring the money for the facility. This man told me after no one else had been looking at his facility for 6-7 months, he said, you know, I had someone come in yesterday and take this facility. And so I was devastated because I was working on a timeline, and I simply said, all right, God, whatever you have for me to do and however large you want this vision to be, then I'm going to listen to you and I'm going to be led by you. And so about 2 or 3 days later, I'm reeling from being turned down from what I thought was my blessing. And the Lord directed me to the internet, and I started looking at multi-million dollar campuses and looking at venues with, you know, 4 and 5 buildings. And I was like, oh, this is great. One day this will be great to see. And I ran across one that was on a commercial website that was closer to my side of town, and it was in an area where that I know was underserved. And I said, it'd be intriguing at least to see what we would eventually be able to get by the help of the Lord and by faith. And so I sent an email to a gentleman that was a real estate agent, and I said, you know, I'm starting to look for a place to rent. God has given me a vision for a church, and, you know I can't afford it now, but what do you think about this venue? That gentleman called me back, and he said, I have an appointment for us to look at it tomorrow at 10 a.m. I said, all right, well, we can take a look. You know, it's a nice place. And so we went and we looked. It was a campus that had been vacant now for 2 years. And on this campus was a 500-seat auditorium, 2 educational buildings, 2 houses, as well as an administrative building. So we're looking at 6 buildings sitting on 3 acres in an enclosed campus that had been sitting vacant for 3 years. And so I looked around, we looked around the place, and they had updated things and modernized things. And I said to myself, I said, God, this is just a wonderful facility. And, you know, I don't know how this would work, but, you know, God, thank you. And so both the real estate agents were there, and they said, well, you know, this campus is $17,000 a month rent. And I said, woo, wow, praise the Lord. That's great for somebody that's coming down the pipe. never realizing that God was up to something. And we went into the campus and we went into the sanctuary, and the sanctuary was just so well, after 2 years, it was still so well taken care of. And when I walked in the sanctuary, I began to feel the presence of the Lord around me, because before I ever walked in this church, the Lord had given me a vision for the logo and the colors of the church. And when I walked in the sanctuary for the very first time, the sanctuary matched the colors of my logo for Greater Hope Christian Church exactly. It was the same color scheme. It was the same. And I said, wait a second, God. I said, I need to figure something out right now. I said, I might need to pray about something. And so as we toured the facility, God just began to deal with me and say, ask. And so I stood at the very back of the church in the sound booth area, and I called my dad, who moved out here maybe about 4 years ago, and I called my wife, and I made them bring the anointing oil as the real estate agents were sitting there. And I said, y'all, I said, my eyes love what I see. I said, but I need, you know, God to put his hand and blessing on us in this season. And so what ended up happening, and I'm getting there, what ended up happening was I took the oil of God, and the oil of God represents where you want him to show up. And I began to anoint the top of the sound booth, and I prayed this prayer, and I'll never forget it. I said, God, our eyes love what we see. I said, but God, if you've called us to this community, you make a way out of no way, and you be the one to establish us, because we don't know how or how we could do this, but Father, you know what you have in store for us in the future and what you've called us to do for this community. And so I went home. They gave me the paperwork, and they gave me all kinds of, applications to fill out, and I didn't even bother filling out the application because I was like, there's no way financially anybody would give us this facility for $17,000 a month. And so I went on vacation, and I prayed about it. I showed my mother and my father and my wife, and we were all standing in agreement that if God be for us, you know, no man, no amount of money can be against us, right? And so I went on vacation, and I came back from vacation a few days. I'd been praying about it and asking God, you know, to show us a sign, because they wanted to take the entire facility, of course, real estate agent to real estate agent, and rent out the entire facility. And so as I was gone, the Lord began to deal with me about breaking the property apart to see how much they would give it to us for. And so when I got back, I was on the phone with one of my board members' wives, and she said, Pastor, are you going down to the facility to pray today? I said, well, you know, I've already prayed. I said, but you know what? I do feel like I should go down to the facility. And I got down there, and there were some men working on the facility. And as I pulled up and I was about to pray, before I could pray, one of the gentlemen walked out to me, and he looked and he said, sir, how can I help you? And I said, you know, I said, I was trying to figure out if there was any way that they would break this facility apart for us to maybe rent out this space. And he looked at me, he said, well, you know, I just rented this sanctuary for $3,000 a month. And I looked at him and I said, what? I said, you did what? And he said, yeah, I just rented the facility on a month-to-month to a church. And I said, on a month-to-month? I said, so how much notice do you need to give them? Because I'm interested in a long-term deal for parts of this facility. And he said, well, you know, the smartest thing that we could do right now is probably get in contact with the owner and make sure that somehow, some way, that we work out a deal. And I said, okay, God, maybe this is an opportunity. And let me tell you, long story short, By the time the end of that day had come, I not only had the keys to the facility, I had the ability to come in and have prayer service every Saturday until we opened 2 months later. And what ended up happening was they gave me the key. We put down a certain amount of money, and then God began to give us favor like I've never seen before. So now, long story short, we not only as Greater Hope Christian Church are in this facility, we have access to everything. We are running the entire facility, and God has granted us great favor, because when man says no, or when you think something is too hard or too much, God says, I'm going to find a way to bless my people. Because the Bible says, if you humble yourself and pray, that He is just and He is able to do the impossible. And He said it in Matthew, nothing is impossible with God. And man, let me tell you, every day I walk up to this campus and realize that God ended up having the owner find me. I was looking for him. We were trying to get a lease in. We were trying to make sure all the T's were crossed and all the I's were dotted. And I had a prayer service one Saturday, and I said, God, this lease isn't coming. These people aren't dealing honestly with me, but they've got my money. And I prayed a prayer. I said, God, let this owner find me. And let me tell you this. Not only did the owner find me, I found out the facility was bought 100% cash by a landowner in Detroit who is an absentee owner who needed somebody else to come in and take care of the facility. And he worked out a deal that this $1.3 million campus, he would sell it to us for just under $900,000. And so now he's working with us, and God has blown the doors of Greater Hope wide open to the community, to the city. He's sending folk. We started, now watch me now, I didn't have anybody with me but my family. So I had 13 people, and in 24 hours we raised the first and last month rent to make sure that we got into the facility. This is all operating in faith. And here it is 14 months later, and God has blessed us with almost 200 members, one service, and he is just stretching out his hand, because every day somebody's running to the altar saying, we not only want to be a part of the ministry, but we want to be saved. We've had atheists come in and be saved. We've had people who have left the church for 19 and 20 years come back and rededicate their lives back to God. We've had mothers who had lost their children, and mothers who had children strung out on drugs. Not only was the mother there and the grandchildren there, but 7 days later we've had the lost children find their way back into the church. We've seen cancer dried up. We've seen all because we were obedient in something that we didn't see how we could make it out, when we could make it out. But I'm standing sure that if you trust God, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask and or think. So I'm a living witness that God truly is hope to the hopeless, and he is truly a way maker, and he has done miraculous things. I could take up the rest of the time trying to tell you about how God is a God of provision, and he's a God of peace, because I haven't lost a night's sleep thinking about how much money, because God told me, he said, if you do the ministry, I'll send the money. You don't ever have to worry about provision. Yeah. If you coming and walking in my word and you're doing and standing on the precious promises that I have given unto you, my word will never return back unto me void. And so I'm just so excited because God is blessing us and we stand in the community. We are the ones that will go in. We've only had one funeral in our church, but that one funeral, the guy was a guy from the street, and he was shot, and his family was attached to our church, and when we walked in the funeral, it was more gang members and people strapped in the church than my own security team. And I said, you know what? The only thing I have is the Word of God. You hear me? I walked in and put the Word down, and at a funeral, I had 50 gang members laid out all across the altar in front of the casket, talking, stretching out, and crying out to God. That's what hope and action is. That's what serving your community is showing somebody a better way. My God from glory.
My God, my God. That is awesome. Don't tell me what my God can't do. I am I'm just so blessed to hear how God is moving in your life and the testimony of how God can make a situation that seems impossible. A $17,000 a month rent. I think that was Morgan Park. That's what we were paying for two buildings in Chicago. And God is able. Oh my God, that is so encouraging, Pastor. Just to hear that, because we're here for the hopeless. We're here for people to, you know, grab a hold and get to know our God. That's what we're here for. For people to get to know our God, and we just. I'm just blown away. I'm just blown away. Yeah. Babe, what do you have something to say?
I'm just, like my wife, I'm just blown away about how faithful and how good God is. And that's just an awesome testimony.
And you know what, babe, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's just absolutely nothing that's too hard from God, and I mean, just such an inspiration for people to just move. I mean, that's the message: move. You know, God's got something for you to do. Move out, because God will do the rest of it. Just move on at God's word and just watch him do what he's going to do and see how great and awesome it is. I thank you for that testimony. Words that will be certainly fruitful and beneficial to us in this house as we are even looking in areas of ministry. And I just thank you for speaking to my spirit today.
Bless you.
I was just thinking about evangelist Sandra Riley and her what she always says, that there's no thing. She doesn't say nothing. She says no thing, which hits the point. There's no thing that's too hard for God. And the testimonies that we hear across this broadcast just prove the things that God can do and the things that God is doing, not something that was done years ago. This is something that's in action right now, Pastor. This is something that is in action right now. And we just want you to know that we're here praying for you now. You will add you to our prayer list as you add us to your prayer list. And
absolutely.
But this is open up to everybody. This is, you know, not just for pastors, not just for evangelists. This is line is for everyone to give a testimony. So if you would share our number, and I know it's early, you know, there where you are, but if someone wants to give a testimony that they want the world, because Blog Talk Radio is heard around the world. And we just want people to know what our God is doing, how he is giving us. He said that he would allow us to dream his dreams, and then he would work those dreams out for us in Peter. First Peter, he said that he would give us those dreams, and then he would work them out in us as long as we allow him. And that's what you're doing. You're allowing him to do what he wants to do in you. So awesome. Yeah. And why should we be astonished at what God is doing? You know, why should we be surprised of the things that we hear across this broadcast, because that's just God. That's just Him. Let the world be astonished. We don't have to be astonished because we know our God. We know the things that He's capable of doing. Hallelujah. And I'm just getting excited just hearing about your ministry and the things that are happening in your ministry. You don't have to stop, Pastor. You can keep going. I'm sure that you have plenty of testimony. That's an awesome testimony to hear of men that are drug infested. I don't know if you know. Do you remember? You weren't at the church a whole long time, but do you remember the Levy, Marilyn, and Stanley Levy?
That name sounds familiar.
Marilyn sang in the young adult choir. Oh, did she sing in the young? I know she sang in the cathedral choir. But her husband was an usher. They just lost a son to drug. I'm sure it was drug activity because his car was shot up and he was killed in the interim. But men need to know that there is an out. They say once you get into gang, hallelujah, there is no out, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But there is an out with God. There is an out, and it doesn't have to end up tragically. Go ahead,
right. I stand as a living witness to what God can do. I've got several former gang members who lived in Compton, California, and one of the early Sundays in our ministry, I began to deal and open up about how God is able to give you a new family. And one of the promises and one of the things that happens in the gang culture and mentality often is that they provide a form of support and brotherhood and family to some that even in your dirt and things that you do, they're there to support you. And oftentimes they knock on the church and knock on their families because they just can't accept them for where they are. And one of the things I said that I say often is that God, at this point in your life, doesn't care who you've been, where you've been with, who you slept with, what you've smoked. He just wants to deliver you from that, and He can forgive you from anything. And I've seen God turn entire families around. There was one young man who came, him and his wife came, and he said he joined the church the second Sunday they came, and he said, Pastor, if I go back to California, I'm going to die. If I don't find a new way to live, I'm going to die. All I know is these streets. And I looked at him and I said, Sir, I said, I'm honored to be your pastor. It's our time to show you a different way of life and a different way to live. And so that's what they need. They need somebody to accept them for right where they are. I mean, I had someone in my ministry who told me every day for 40 years, this is an older person, 40 years they smoke weed every day. They even told me they smoke weed after coming to church on Sunday. But one Sunday God had me get up and I began to break the bonds of addiction to drugs, addiction to the gang life and to the way it is, because some people get high on being in that culture and they feel like that's the only thing for them. So we begin to decree and declare that God bind and break the bind of addiction. This woman told me 2 weeks later she never touched it again. God took that out of her mouth. And because I was willing and able to accept her for where she was, and I didn't pass judgment on her, because, you know, one of the things that I realized growing up is that I had to get all that judgmentalness out of me because it was ingrained. It was ingrained in me, and we had to really grasp the concept of grace.
Yes,
because the scripture says, where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. And so we have to have some grace on our brothers and sisters. Everybody's not going to be put together. So when you come to our church, you might be sitting next to somebody that's completely tatted, that's sitting next to somebody who's got a three-piece suit on and he's got a pair of jeans and a T-shirt. It's all right.
Yes.
All right. Come on in here and allow God to minister to all of us, because all of us need some form of help, deliverance, and grace. And I'm just so grateful because not only while we're trying to save them and completely get them away from that culture, well, you have to put something else in its place. And so with other buildings that God has given us, now we are going to start our GED program. We are working with the university to make sure that once they finish their GED program, they can go into college right there at Greater Hope Christian Church, and we can teach their core classes in college-level courses and then have them matriculate up to another university that's accredited. So you have to put something in its place. You have to have a job training center. You have to, and those are the things that God saw in me, because, see, sometimes we can have a vision too small for ourselves. Because by now, if God had let me have the 110 seat or the 105 seat, I'd either already be doing two services or we'd be trying to find another building. That's why you can't put God in a box. You can't define him based upon what you think. You've got to operate and walk in faith. So that way, when your spirit agrees with his spirit, there's nothing too hard for him and nothing is impossible for him. So I'm just excited every day I wake up. It's a new opportunity for God to get the glory, and glory is just when heaven collides here on earth and the world happens to see some of it. I'm just grateful, because every day I'm looking for a collision between heaven and earth. I want God to get the glory.
Amen. Well, I am just so grateful that you came on, Pastor, to tell us that God is moving in the Arizona area and that if you are willing, he will use you. Hallelujah. That's what I'm hearing. If you open yourself up, God will use you. Because we're in a day and time, Pastor, I find out now that people don't come to church. You know, like, being raised in the church, you know that you were in church almost 24/7, 7 days a week.
Right. We were
people now are not willing to come. If you preach too long, you know, in some places you will lose people. But we are to come out, he said, to go out and compel men, you know, to go out and meet the needs. That's what Jesus did. He went out and met needs where people were. He didn't, you know, tell them to come, you know, to the house. He went out to meet them, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, the things that Jesus did. That's what we're supposed to do. I am so blessed, you know, to know you are a young man. You are with our oldest son, Mark. That's who you remember out of our group. And we just, I was telling him that you were going to be on, well, you know, as a barber, Saturdays are really your one of your biggest days. But God is blessing him in his business venture. But I was sharing with him that you were going to be on, and he, you know, was so excited to hear, you know, that you were on. I don't know if you guys are connected on Facebook or not.
We are. So I'm gonna reach out. Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't do a lot. As a matter of fact, because Kim Van is his godmother, and before he opened his business there in South Carolina, Arizona was one of the places that he was thinking about, he and his family moving to. glad he didn't, but
it's great. I mean, it's right now it's a little hot. It's going to be about 110 today, but from October all the way until early June time frame, it's a great place to be.
Well, yeah. It's just a little far from me. That's, you know, being a mama, just don't want my baby that far away from me. You know, that's my firstborn, so
right,
well, they're
right.
They're all dear to me, and I'm just so elated. I was sharing with my husband that you said that your family is now living there, and I think that were those your parents that you had on Facebook, some pictures that you had on Facebook, were those your parents?
Well, I've got so many pictures, but my parents are out here. You know, once we moved out and we stretched out in faith because God has said, this is where you need to, you know, direct yourself. It was just my wife and I, and here it is 14 years later, and my parents are here, her parents are here. We've got aunts and uncles and cousins that have moved here, and so through the years, God has just added to us, and so I'm just very grateful. But, yeah, I've got pictures of my parents. I just yesterday put up a picture of my grandmother, Mother Ethel Street, who was with us out here before she passed away at 101 years old a couple of years ago. And she really installed me as pastor before she passed away. She stood up
Amen.
To the family at 101 years old and said, we want our pastor to pray, and everybody looked. And I said, well, I guess that seals the deal, huh?
Hey, man, I remember her so well, too.
The precious woman of God, she really helped me at the end of my life. And so, like I said, I'm just grateful to her and to the family for all that they have poured into me. And I have right now a picture of her and her brothers. He was Bishop Lee Talbert, who was Pastor Christ Temple. That's who's on Facebook now. And then their brother, Uncle John, who was also a great warrior for God in the ministry there in Kansas City. And so that was just a little tribute yesterday to my roots.
Okay. I didn't read it. I just kind of glanced across it. But I remember... Bishop Talbert, was he bishop? I know that Mark is a bishop now.
Right, he was a bishop, Lee A. Talbert. He for years it was District Elder Talbert, I remember. For years it was District Elder Talbert. And Christ Temple, which is now named Victoria's Life Church, there in Kansas City, and they're still laboring on.
Amen. Mm. Now, Pastor Tyron, we just heard of the loss of Vivian's husband. Now, Vivian would have been your cousin?
Vivian is my cousin. So, Assistant Pastor John T. Roper passed on last Saturday, and they laid him to rest yesterday in Kansas City. And so that's my cousin. That's my father's first cousin, and so that's our second cousin, and we're extremely close as a family. And their brother, who you all know from Morgan Park, Wendell Talbert, has become my second father. That man has been with me and with us since the time he actually introduced us into Apostolic Church of into Morgan Park, and so. Close. They got on a plane this morning, and after eulogizing and funeralizing John Roper yesterday, they're all going to Las Vegas. And so I'm going to, after I preach, run up to Las Vegas and see all of them and share with them, because I wasn't able to make the funeral yesterday. I actually eulogized a 7-month-old baby yesterday. So that took a lot out of me before I even had to get to last night's service. So it's... The work is never done in the kingdom.
Amen. Well, so our prayers have certainly been with that family, because I grew up with all of them, Wendell and Mark and Vivian. Right. They were a little older than me, but you know we were still all they kind of took me under their wings. I remember just being around them all the time because Christ Temple was the place. Christ Temple was the place.
Right, from
the beginning, even back with District Elder Scott was the pastor. Yeah, I was just talking about that with my wife the other day.
That's
they're like family to me as well.
Well, Pastor, you continue to do the work of the Lord, and we are so proud of you, the things that you're doing, and so proud that. Just proud of you. We're just proud of you and proud of the things that you're doing. And, you know, God says don't, you know, take pride, but we're not proud in you per se. We're proud of the things that God is doing through you and that you're allowing him to do. And like I said, we open the line up to anyone. So if anyone has a testimony that they would like to give, because people's lives are being impacted by this broadcast. The enemy tries to discourage us because we don't get a lot of calls in. The enemy tries to discourage us, but when we look over the stats and we see that people are listening over the internet and people are going into our archives and listening, and we know the testimonies are reaching people and changing their lives. And so we just open up the line for people to call in and give testimony. Even if you call in to say, you know, I heard this testimony, and because of that testimony, I was able to go another day. I was thinking about taking my life because I thought this situation that I was dealing with was something that no one else had dealt with, and, you know, I just felt abandoned by God. But then I heard the testimony of Charlene, who said that she was on drugs for years, doing everything, prostitution, stealing, and then God saved her, and now she's an evangelist in the kingdom. Or I heard the testimony of Pastor Kent, her name is escaping me now, but was a lesbian for 20-plus years and now is a pastor that is changing lives in Chicago and has even a desire to be married. I didn't think that anybody could get out of a homosexual state and be a God-fearing woman on top of being a woman, not just a God-fearing woman, but she is a woman. She wants to, her desire is to be married, if that's what God has for her. So we know that the testimonies, your testimonies about how God has opened up the door for you. Some pastor may need to hear that testimony. So we just, you know, open the lines for anyone. And if you know of anyone that would like to share their testimony, please give them the number and the time that we're on. And we want them to know that God will bless them. I often say, empty out your coffers, your testimony coffers, so that God can fill them up again with the things that he's doing. Thank you so much for coming on. And, honey, do you have anything else to say?
No, just praise God for what God is doing for you and through you. And we'll just... we've got a number of friends down there, and now that I know we got some more brothers and sisters in Christ, we're going to have to make our way down there.
Look forward to all of us,
because there's even some other former Morgan Parkers there that I'm sure we would like to get in fellowship with you guys.
He's been in touch with the Frasers, babe. He's been in touch with the Frasers, not with Kim. Kim, I'm going to share his information.
Well, we got the Douglases there, and I'm just excited.
Amen.
Well, thank you all for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm so, again, grateful, and you all continue to do this. This is fruitful work, and oftentimes ministry goes unnoticed sometimes, and we just are grateful to God that you're doing what you're doing, and I will share this number with our church and with the members of our church, and know that your labor is not in vain.
Yes.
So thank you,
Amen.
And I look forward to it.
Amen, amen. Well, Pastor, we're going to ask you to close us out in prayer, if you will.
Hey, absolutely. Dear God of heaven, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this time, and we thank you for this outlet of ministry. Father, we ask right now for you to go in and encourage some feeble heart that doesn't feel like they can make it. God, we know you're no respecter of persons, so what you've done for me, you can do for someone in their own personal life and their own personal experience with you. God, make yourself tangible to someone in a new way today that has never seen you before. Encourage someone who may not even understand why they're going through what they're going through in this season. And God, we ask for you to bless this family and bless this ministry like never before. God, let them be encouraged to continue to seek after you and to labor towards you. And God, as you're leading them into new places and to new levels and new dimensions in you, God, strengthen their hearts, strengthen their resolve to want to stay active and to stay in your will. So, God, we ask right now that this go and reach places that we physically can't reach. But, God, your word goes out, and it can reach places where I can't physically ever go. So let it go across the waters, and let it go up north and into Canada and into Hawaii and in Europe and all across the world to encourage somebody whose head has been bowed down. And, Father, we ask for your grace and your mercy to continue to shine on us as we walk this thing out, God. So we know faith without works is dead. And so, God, we're doing the work because we have a high confidence that you're able to do exceedingly and above all that we can ask or think in this season. So, Father, bless the Burns household, God. Let them continue to be a living testimony of your goodness and your love in this season, God. Connect them with the right people and the right places. And, God, send more encouraging people to this line. And, God, let someone's life be completely changed because of what they've heard on this show and be able to give your kingdom glory, God, because all we want to do is do honor to your kingdom, Father, because of your precious blood of Jesus and how you purchased us and you loved us even when we were unlovable, God. We just want to say thank you by doing something to affect your kingdom. So, God, bless us now. Keep us, keep our hearts and our minds, and keep us together, God, and we'll forever give your name the praise and the honor and the glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Well, you have a blessed day, and please give our love to your family. And you didn't tell us anything about your family. Now, you talked about your wife. Do you have children?
I do. I have my wife and I have been married 14, going on 14 years next month, and I have two children.
Praise
my son's name is Connor. He's 9, and I have a daughter. Her name is Peyton. She's 6. And so we're just proud. We actually are getting ready to go to his basketball game here in about 2 hours. He plays basketball on Saturday. So, you know, train him up now.
Oh yeah. I'm telling you, our youngest son, well, actually our the one after Mark and our youngest son were able to go to college off of their basketball. Oh no, basketball. What I'm talking about? They're wrestling. they wrestled in school, and so John graduated from UNC Chapel Hill. 2012. Went to school, didn't cost us a penny off of his basketball. he was scholastically, he was adept too. So it was both of those things. So I'm telling you, train him up, and organized sport is a good way, you know, to train them. A lot of people, that our forefathers frowned on it. Bishop always talked about how Bishop Ellis in Detroit, how he was a great baseball player, but his dad wouldn't let him play, and he could have gone to the league. But Chuck Ellis, oh, Charles Ellis, let me say it right, Bishop Charles Ellis. So, amen. Thank you again, Pastor. Thank you for getting up in this early hour and try to get you a little cat nap before the basketball game starts.
I'm trying. I'm on my way now. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you all, Brother Burns. It's good to hear your voice, sir.
You too. You too, sir. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. We're just so happy that he joined us this morning, honey. God is doing just some great things in the kingdom. He is, you know, moving.
Amen.
And even when, you know, we can look around and see, you know, all of the despair, and, you know, I look at our hometown, or my hometown, Chicago, and all the killings, and it can be discouraging, and you can lose hope, but that's why we're here, and that's why we have, you know, moved on God, allowing, you know, moved on us to have this. We have so many calls that prayer lines, and then we have, you know, calls where people are ministering, but then we don't hear the results of those ministries. And on a small scale, we do, but this is a scale that is heard around the world. And so that's why, you know, we encourage people to call in and, you know, give your testimony. Let people know what God is doing. Let him know. Let the world know how great our God is. Despite the things that are going on in the world, God is still moving. God is still doing great things. Whereof we are glad. And so we just thank the Lord, you know, for allowing us this ministry, allowing, using us in this ministry. And, you know, just so grateful to God and grateful to our overall host, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard, for allowing us this part of this is her ministry that we're under, New Destiny Ministries. We're under her umbrella. And she has graciously allowed us to have this ministry on Saturday mornings. And sometimes we do. I must admit, sometimes I am discouraged. And sometimes I say, okay, this Saturday I'm not going to do it. But then when I get on, and even if we don't have a guest, the Lord is able to lift me up out of this and say, you know, it was good for us to be here. It's good for us to be here on this broadcast every Saturday. So just thank God. Thank God for you, babe, for, you know, just encouraging me and being there for me to do this broadcast. So thank you, babe.
And I just appreciate God using you and you allowing God to use you. And we know that his name is being glorified, that the saints and the people of God are being edified through all that goes on, and we just thank God for this time.
Amen. Well, until next week, we just want to praise him.
I just want to praise
forever, come on.
Forever
and ever.